Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Ask the CLO. The Chief Love Officer is Steve Harvey, and he's ready for your questions. Here we go. This one is from Mark in Greenville, South Carolina. Mark says, he starts it right off the bat, Steve. I had sex with my cousin's side piece. Okay, no build up there, nothing. My cousin is staying with me because he cheated on his wife and she put him out. He is still cheating on his wife and his side piece is at my house every night. The other night, he and his side piece were at my house and his wife popped up. His side piece came into my room to hide out. She heard him begging his wife to let him come home and he was telling her he loved her. The side piece got very upset and started coming on to me. So we had sex.
Hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do now.
His wife left and he walked in on us. He's furious at me. Was I wrong or not?
Well, yeah, you was wrong. You was wrong. But
come on. Come on.
I mean, look, man, I don't know how. I don't know what he mad at you for.
Exactly.
She went into your room. Mm-hmm. See, the thing about being a tricker is you must also be ready to get tricked now.
Tricks. Hello. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tricks ain't just for kids. That's a cereal. You understand?
Say rabbit.
Dog, in real life, the trick can go both ways. And so now, man, I mean, that's the cost. When you play, you play. But now when women start playing the same way you playing, you can't get mad, dog. You introduce cheating into the game. So you cheating with a chick on your chick, but then your chick is not married, is cheating on you with somebody else. What's wrong?
Everybody got
your cousin.
Yeah. Everybody cheating.
Is that the cousin's house, though, that they staying at?
Yeah, yeah, the cousin's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Cousin's
and that's
house.
Another thing. Uh-huh. What the hell you walking in here in my house for?
That's what
talking
yeah.
to me. Uh-huh. You get mad at me, you done got put out of one house. Don't mess around your ass, be down at the shelter.
So did he forget the side piece was there when he was begging his wife to
no,
come
No, he
home?
Didn't forget.
No, he forgot
doing
that.
What he had to do.
He let the side piece go in there to hide out because he didn't want the wife to know that the side piece was
right,
over there.
Right, right.
See?
So his cousin took one for the team. That's
hello. And I mean, really she, took one for the team.
She started coming on to him, so they had sex. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Okay. I got to keep her quiet. I got to keep her quiet. What you want me to do?
All right. Marlena in Tampa says, I've got 5 children from my first marriage and I've been dating a new guy for 2 months, so I thought it was time to discuss my children with him. Out of the 5 children, 3 of them are my stepchildren, but I helped raise them and consider them to be my children too. My new man said it's crazy that I'm still in the stepkids' lives 4 years after the divorce. He said I should focus only on my own children. Does this sound crazy to you?
As hell.
Mm-hmm.
As hell. Dog, you can't been dating 2 months and then start telling the woman who she need to be loving on and they children.
Yeah.
If she remove herself from them children's lives, what happened to the children?
Right.
And partner, can I share something with you? After 2 months, you really ain't that important.
All right. LaFaith in Brunswick, Georgia says, my husband and I been married for 2 years and he has a child from a previous marriage. He's a great dad and he's respectful to his ex-wife. a few days ago. He came in from work and said, "Hey, Sheila," and leaned over to kiss me. His ex-wife's name is Sheila. He swears it happened because he was exhausted and wasn't thinking clearly. Should I do some research on him and Sheila, or was this really an honest mistake?
Could be.
Yeah, it could have.
You ever did that? See? You ain't went in there and done no ignorant stuff like that.
You know, yes. Look,
you think we're going to talk about this on TV?
So you're saying if you have, we'll never know, huh?
The 9 million listeners ain't going to
Hey, Sheila.
Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Sheila?
Who you call a Sheila?
God, dog.
I know, that's a rough one right there. And kissed her on the cheek.
but follow through with it.
Yeah,
it
right, one like fell nailed swoop. It.
Uh-huh. Hey, Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila. What? I mean, Denise.
LaFaith. That's her name, LaFaith.
See, you can't get Sheila mixed up with LaFaith.
At all, Steve.
No, yeah,
it ain't a S in there. It ain't no. A H. The H is no. At the end.
Yeah.
Is it LaFaith or LaFaith?
LaFaith.
Either Faith. Way. Yeah. It ain't close.
It ain't LaSheila.
No. LaShay.
If your ex-wife's name was Trey Trey, or you might get one. Hey, LaShay, LaFaith. I mean, Trey Trey. Oh, that's close. Girl, I get so, that. I'm so tongue-tied.
What should she do? What should she do, Steve?
No, I think it could be an honest mistake, especially if he's been with her for a long time.
Uh-huh. All right, CLO. Tiff in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania says, "I'm 39. My boyfriend is 10 years older than I am. I'm concerned about his need to pamper himself daily and have eye creams and foot creams and essential oils for his bath. He takes a 30-minute bubble bath nightly, applies a face mask 3 nights a week, and gets manicures and pedicures often. He always looks and smells amazing. Is this okay or not?"
Yeah, you need to be what concerned about that 30-minute bubble bath.
Every night?
Yeah. Got to be really concerned.
Why?
Yeah.
He's just
got them bath beads in there.
Nightly? Men bubbles? Take baths.
Bubbles? Nightly? Beads?
Surely bubbles? Men take baths when there's Epsom beads? Salt in there. They done messed up something.
Yeah. Huh? Candles, but, yeah,
he I smells saw. Amazing. Uh-huh. Manicures and pedicures regularly. Eye cream. What?
Yeah, men.
We gotta go, CLO.
Tommy, when last time you put on some eye cream?
I don't even know where to get eye cream from.
At the eye cream store. All right. Coming up.
Oh,
next.
I thought you said ice cream.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.